Good morning. Scattered showers already moving into and through interior New York and New England this morning, well out ahead of a cold front that's still slicing across southern Ontario. We'll continue to see scattered showers through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy. Temperatures are starting off in the 60s, a little bit more muggy than it's been the last couple of mornings, and milder. However, it'll be a struggle for temperatures to climb well into the 70s the first half of the day, thanks to the extensive cloud cover and showers. An overall drier trend this afternoon, maybe even some hints of sunshine. Still, though, as that cold front approaches, this will initiate scattered showers and thunderstorms later on. Some could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavier downpours. This will continue into the evening hours as temperatures reach into the middle and upper 70s. Overnight tonight, after the front passes through, we'll have gradually clearing skies and temperatures will dip back into the 60s. High pressure will temporarily build into the region tomorrow, keeping it dry, although another storm system, strong for this time of year, will evolve through the southern Great Lakes and dip into the Ohio Valley with some clouds spreading in from the west and south. Still, it'll be a dry day on Friday with temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 70s. This storm system will track down the Ohio Valley and off the New Jersey coast Friday night into Saturday morning. It'll then hook up the coast east of Cape Cod. On this track, clouds and showers will be likely Friday night and for the first half of the day on Saturday from about I-84 and points south and east into most of central and eastern New England. The rest of the region will generally be dry with the best chance of more sunshine to start the weekend in the northern parts of New York and New England. High temperatures on Friday will be in the upper 70s and in the mid-70s on Saturday. As we get into the day on Sunday, a drying trend, which will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds and low humidity and highs around 80, then well into the 80s with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and eastern United States. West to northwest mid-level wind flow will be in place across much of this region today as a cold front advances southeastward into the Ohio Valley and central and northern Appalachians. Dew points should be in the upper 60s and lower 70s along this corridor, resulting in pockets of moderate instability by the afternoon hours. Scattered thunderstorms will develop, and adequate deep layer shear will be enough for marginal wind damage threat, mainly during the late afternoon hours. And heat advisories remain in effect for much of the southern low plains and into the Mississippi River Valley for the day today. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under cloudy skies and rain showers along with some fog. 43 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 52 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain showers and 64 degrees. The dew point 55, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 34 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds near 80, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers upper 70s, and showers and thunderstorms likely in Buffalo with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 57. The average temperature 68, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.70 inches for the month, which is 24 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 27.73 inches for the year, which is 5.70 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1955, and the record low, 47, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-70s. Evening showers, then some clearing overnight, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 70s. Evening showers, possibly a thunderstorm, then some clearing overnight tonight in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid-70s. Showers this evening drying out with some clearing overnight and lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm this evening, then some clearing overnight with lows in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers around, possibly a thunderstorm later this afternoon, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers this evening, a thunderstorm possible, then some clearing overnight with lows in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, north of I-90, mostly cloudy to the south, upper 70s, a chance of showers south of the I-84 corridor, and most of New England Saturday morning, then some sunshine in the afternoon, mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday, highs all 4 days between 80 and 85. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.